So it was there you met him, Kharkov had said. I did not get farther than the Puente de Toledo myself on that day. He was very far toward the front. That was the last day of his bravery, I believe. He left Madrid the next day. Toledo was where he was the bravest, I believe. At Toledo he was enormous. He was one of the architects of our capture of the Alcazar. You should have seen him at Toledo. I believe it was largely through his efforts and his advice that our siege was successful. That was the silliest part of the war. It reached an ultimate in silliness, but tell me, what is thought of him in America? In America, Robert Jordan said, he is supposed to be very close to Moscow. Eh, he's not, said Kharkov. But he has a wonderful face and his manners are very successful. Now, with my face, I could do nothing. What little I have accomplished was all done in spite of my face, which does not either inspire people nor move them to love me and to trust me. But this man Mitchell has a face he makes his fortune with. It is the face of a conspirator. All who have read of conspirators in books trust him instantly. Also, he is the true manner of the conspirator. Anyone seeing him enter a room knows that he is instantly in the presence of a conspirator of the first mark. All of your rich compatriots who wish sentimentally to aid the Soviet Union, as they believe or to ensure themselves a little against any eventual success of the party, see instantly in the face of this man and in his manner that he can be none other than a trusted agent of the Comintern.
Has he no connections in Moscow?
None. Listen, Comrade Jordan. Do you know about the two kinds of fools? Plain and damn? No. The two kinds of fools we have in Russia, Kharkov grinned and began. First, there is the winter fool. The winter fool comes to the door of your house and he knocks loudly. You go to the door and you see him there and you have never seen him before. He is an impressive sight. He's a very big man. He has on high boots and a fur coat and a fur hat and he is all covered with snow. First, he stamps his boots and snow falls from them. Then he takes off his fur coat and shakes it and more snow falls. Then he takes off his fur hat and knocks it against the door. More snow falls from his fur hat. Then he stamps his boots again and advances into the room. Then you look at him and you see he is a fool. That is the winter fool. Now in the summer, you see a fool going down the street and he is waving his arms and jerking his head from side to side and everybody from 200 yards away can tell he is a fool. That is a summer fool. This economist is a winter fool.
But why do people trust him here? Robert Jordan asked.
His face, Kharkov said. His beautiful gueule de conspirateur. And his invaluable trick of just having come from somewhere else where he is very trusted and important. Of course, he smiled, he must travel very much to keep the trick working.
You know, the Spanish are very strange, Kharkov went on. This government has had much money, much gold. They will give nothing to their friends.
You are a friend? All right, you will do it for nothing and should not be rewarded. But to people representing an important firm or a country which is not friendly, but must be influenced, to such people they give much. It is very interesting when you follow it closely.
I do not like it. Also, that money belongs to the Spanish workers.
You are not supposed to like things. Only to understand, Kharkov had told him.
I teach you a little each time I see you, and eventually you will acquire an education.
It would be very interesting for a professor to be educated.
I don't know whether I'll be able to be a professor when I get back. They will probably run me out as a Red.
Well, perhaps you will be able to come to the Soviet Union and continue your studies there.
That might be the best thing for you to do.
But Spanish is my field.
There are many countries where Spanish is spoken, Kharkov had said. They cannot all be as difficult to do anything with as Spain is.
Then you must remember that you have not been a professor now for almost 9 months. In 9 months you may have learned a new trade. How much dialectics have you read?
I have read the Handbook of Marxism that Emil Burns edited, that is all.
If you have read it all, that is quite a little. There are 1,500 pages and you could spend some time on each page. But there are some other things you should read.
There is no time to read now.